What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Cast Ascendancy podcast. Today, I wanted to just do something a little different, right? So I spoke to a buddy of mine about a day or two ago, right? My buddy Leonardo, right? And he had asked me for the links to the podcast. I later asked him, you know, what he thought about it, and he told me, he goes, I'm just curious, but like, why should anyone listen to you? You know, you're more or less telling me things that I already know, which I love hearing because, I mean, personally, I love feedback. I like getting, you know, criticism, whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? It's extremely important to me. Anyways, I went on to tell him that sometimes, you know, despite knowing something, you might need, you might be uncertain on how to proceed, like in a certain situation, and maybe hearing something, even if you already knew it from a third party, might be the nudge you needed to overcome, you know, the obstacle. But that got me thinking, you know, so why would anyone listen to me or take my advice? Like, what have I done in life that sets me apart, right? So as I sat there, I thought about it. A lot of things came to mind, right? For starters, you know, I've been close to the top on a few occasions. I used to make on average roughly like $30,000 to $50,000 a month. I've owned a few businesses like auto detailing shop. I've had a car audio shop, a few laundromats. I've owned more vehicles than probably most of you and your best friends, you know, your two best friends together have ever even dreamed of owning. I did it all, you know, without hand-me-downs, no family money, and pretty much without the help of anyone, by myself. You know, I grew up in a rough neighborhood that taught me how to adapt to shit, how to think fast. And that's also besides the fact that I hear inside of my head shit that would drive, you know, most of you guys insane in a matter of minutes. And unless I told you, there's no way you would probably ever guess that. Living this life, you know, of course, it led me to prison, right? Which a lot of you already know. Which honestly, prison saved my life. I'm pretty sure if I would have kept going the way I was going, I was going to end up doing life or shot dead or something like that, right? During my stay at the luxurious maximum security estates, I was awarded a second chance and released early due to overpopulation and the fact that I was born in a different country, right? Instead of being there until 2024, which would have been next year, I got out in 2015 with nothing but the clothes on my back and a little bit of money that I had from when I first got arrested. But, of course, I was dropped off in Honduras, man. Honduras is a country that I was born at, that I left when I was three, that I've never lived in. I visited once or twice, you know, when I was older. So, yeah, they dropped me off there, right? During my time in Honduras, you know, I gained an insane amount of weight. I mean, I got fat as shit. I was about 297 pounds. I could walk a few feet without getting tired and breathing like a fat person, you know, and it was just insane, man. I was just this jolly fat fuck, you know, when I decided finally I had had enough, you know. I was just tired of being fat. I couldn't do stuff with my daughter. So armed with a barbell, you know, and then made with like what 2 5-gallon buckets that my uncle did with concrete he put together and the little bar in the middle. I started, you know, hacking away at it and going hard as I could. You know, he had also made me these 2 dumbbells, which I've mentioned before. Little by little, you know what I mean? At night, I would just train, you know, just outside, you know, mosquitoes everywhere, getting ate the fuck up. I just went at it every single day. So went at it. I stopped eating sugars, you know, and yeah, before you know it, I had moved to Mexico. Within a span of, I think, like 16 or 17 months, I went from being a complete fat piece of shit to, you know, a jacked motherfucker with a decent body. And I did it, you know, without enough money to have a cycle or protein or anything like that. Sheer, you know, just sheer freaking determination and will, you know, it's just all I did. So when I moved, you know, to TJ, to Mexico, I started working at a gym, which helped me, you know, tenfold. But I began, you know, thinking about stuff and I was bent, you know, on helping others reach their fitness goals, you know, personal growth goals and shit like that. I started going out of my way to do anything I could to help people just in general. You know what I mean? I just wanted to change my life, you know what I mean? To be a different person, to become something, you know, I had never been. I figured, you know, since I had been given a second chance, why not do what I can to help others? You know what I mean? Why not do what I can just to be a better person and help, you know, people reach their goals, any kind of goals or whatever. So the way I look at it, right, if I've had money, I've lost it all, I've rebuilt, I've been all over the world, I've been in many countries, I've been jacked, I've been fat as fuck, I've owned businesses, I've been poor, and the entire time, you know, I did it with a smile on my face and determination to spare. So, like, I don't know many people that have gone through the ups and downs that I've gone through, you know what I mean, and, like, been able to still come out on top and have a positive outlook on life, you know what I mean, not be bitter and not be upset and talking, you know, just hating yourself and so on and so forth. And I've done stuff that, like, I'm definitely not proud of that you probably could never even imagine, man. I mean, it just doesn't even matter anymore at this point. But, like, I mean, I've studied psychology, neurolinguistics, kinesics, proxemics, haptics, and all kinds of other icks, mythomania, and so on and so forth. I mean, I feel that I've lived a life that allows me to share a different perspective other than the usual, you know, Facebooker or Instagrammer. Not to mention, you know, you guys know me a little bit, sort of. And me, on a personal note, I would rather listen to someone, you know, I know spew bullshit and support their bullshit than listen to some dickhead I don't know spew bullshit and support them instead. But that's just me, you know? I've never really had a bunch of followers or friends on social media that actively engage my shit or follow me on anything. But the ones that, you know, that have and that do, I, like always, I appreciate it more than you probably will ever know. I also initially had no intention of starting the podcast back up again. I felt, you know, it was weird doing it by myself, and I think the episodes before were so much funnier, man. And sadly, you know, we didn't keep it going. But why doesn't even matter, man. But sometimes, you know, I sit back and I wonder, like, where we could have taken it. You know, what would have happened? Where we would have been at this moment in time? But so many of you insisted on me just giving it another go, and finally I caved in and said, fuck it, all right, I'll start talking about whatever, and maybe something will happen, right? I'm actually in the middle or the process of restructuring the show to sound a little more like a podcast, you know, have more segments in it, kind of like how it used to be before. I'm also currently working myself back to the level of fitness that I was before injuries and laziness set in. I've always had a somewhat unorthodox way of training, I guess, in a sense. My goals, though, have definitely changed from before. Like before, I just wanted to be huge as fuck, big. And now it's not the case anymore. I'm looking for more, you know, aesthetic and athletic build that doesn't interfere with, you know, athleticism and whatnot. And it's going to prepare me for, you know, the zombie apocalypse. My approach this time around is going to be I'm going to involve mostly machines, you know, Smith machine, those type of movements, you know, a few dumbbell moves here and there. I probably won't be doing hardly anything with a barbell. High volume, training to failure, you know, just the usual, you know, slower eccentrics and that kind of shit, you know. As far as my professional life goes, in the last 2 years, you know, or so, I've taught myself visual effects productions, you know, 3D modeling, web development with React and Next.js and other, you know, web type shit. I've learned how to build dApps, smart contracts. I learned how to trade well enough to be able to teach others how to trade, and probably some shit that I'm forgetting to mention. But I mean, but that's just the things that I've done in the last, you know, 2 years that I've learned or taught myself how to do, which I feel, you know, is pretty commendable, you know? So when someone asks me, you know, why should anyone listen to me? I mean, at the end of the day, the answer is pretty simple, man. You probably shouldn't. But if you do, there is undoubtedly something you can learn from me that you either didn't know or were misinformed about, or maybe you didn't even want to know. Especially because, you know, the way I am, I offer an unbiased, unapologetic approach to anything that I take on. I don't bullshit. I don't like excuses. I call it like I see it, and I'm always 1,000% me, no matter what. What you see is what you get. And then on top of that, I went from being an unfaithful crime lord sitting on top of the world, you know what I mean, who was cold, with numb intentions, extremely selfish, to a loyal, faithful dude, you know, with a fucking noble heart, good intentions, and, you know, the desire to want to see people, you know, flourish and prosper. I can't be broken, bribed, bought, or coerced, and I will always tell you the truth, even if you don't want to hear it. I do what I say. I always come through. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you listen to me or you don't. If you do, it's awesome, and I appreciate it. I'm not here for listeners. If I have one listener, one, which is probably fucking John Lewis. Thank you, John Lewis. You're the shit. But on top of the fact that you have the most amazing fucking messenger nickname on the face of the planet, why should you listen to me? Don't listen to me. But if you do, you're welcome. I promise you that much. I've also been considering, you know, finding a co-host for the show, or at least, you know, having more guests appear more often and that type of shit. But again, as long as I have John Lewis listening to my show, I'll keep on putting out, you know, content. If you have any questions, message me. If you have anything you want to know, email me or some kind of weird shit or whatever. If you have suggestions, ideas, topics, or anything you want me to talk about on the show, or you want to come on the show, give me good enough reason to have you and I'll put you on, you know. But until next time, man, Prophet is signing off, and this is just a little short little reason on why you probably shouldn't listen to me, I guess. Thank you for tuning in. Like always, it's pleasure to be of service, and go fuck yourself. What I want to do next week is... Let's go.